We are pleased to be joined now on the Valley Christian Counseling and Wellness phone line by Jesse Johnner, and he is the sheriff of Cass County. And I was visiting with Jesse the other day at our Luther Family Ford Salute to Law Enforcement over at Luther Ford on Monday, and I said, hey, what else is going on? He said, well, we are trying to get this jail to the finish line, and we're almost there, but some things are happening at the last minute here. So I asked Jesse if he'd come on the program today. Sheriff Johnner, thank you for taking the time. We know the days are busy. Thanks for your time today, sir.
Yeah, for sure. Good afternoon, Steve.
I guess I'll just let you go. Tell us where things stand with the jail. It was supposed to be done here pretty quick, and it sounds like it might be delayed a little bit. Give us the latest.
Yeah, much like you mentioned with our conversation on Monday there, you had asked when I thought it was going to be completed. So a little while back, maybe about a month or so, a month and a half, we had kind of, in visiting with our architecture, we had kind of put a tentative plan together to take control of the jail on May 12th, that it would be completed at that point. And then we were kind of looking to for a June 5th, where we would start taking intakes. Of course, as your listeners know, this new pod that we're putting on is fairly large. One of our current pods at the jail houses 48 inmates. This one that we're putting in currently will house 192, so it's substantially bigger. And as you can imagine, just like anything, as technology increases, changes, it changes the way that we do incarceration a little bit. It's not like the old days where we just have a set of keys and that's how we open up doors. I mean, some of these things are done electronically now. You know, there's a number of cameras that need to be monitored. And so this new addition comes with some technology pieces. And so the idea was, again, like I mentioned, to get this thing on the 12th, that we would take possession of it, and then we would spend the next couple of weeks with our staff just kind of working through, figuring out how everything works and putting some policies together for the way that it's constructed.
Sure.
And then hopefully get those intakes on June 5th. But much like you mentioned in our last architectural meeting, we were notified that the glass that goes in the cell doors had not been ordered on time or were behind on ordered. So it appeared that that opening time might be pushed back a little bit. Now, we did obviously have a concerning conversation. We'll term it as concerning conversation with the architecture to say that this was unacceptable. And we, you know, there's some public safety riding on the completion of that building. And
so,
and
Jesse, just so I understand you, are you saying that they didn't order the glass, or somebody dropped the ball, or they were just delayed in getting it shipped? Because that wouldn't be on anybody on the architecture end.
From the way that we understand it, we're still kind of looking into some of that someone just kind of forgot to do it. So.
Oh, okay. Well, and I guess I would guess you can't go buy this glass down at the local hardware store.
No, this is some pretty specialized glass, as you can imagine, Steve. It's in each of the cell doors. So the reason that there's, you know, we don't have the old bar doors because they're single cells, and that's how we house people, you know, single cell or double cell, and keep people separated. And so they're, you know, it's not a bar type door on these cells. It's a regular door with a window in there, and that we got to have the glass in there so that we can observe what they're doing in that cell, make sure that people are okay in there, that they're not trying to harm themselves, that they're not trying to assault someone else. So this glass needs to, as you can imagine, needs to be pretty specialized in the fact that it's not easily breakable. And then it's got to be, you know, transparent. A lot of times we'll get inmates that try to carve on the glass, so we got to make sure that it's kind of somewhat carve resistant. There's all kinds of different specialties to this glass.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. So what are you thinking now as far as when you'll actually get the keys and then when it might be open? What are you thinking now?
Well, we're still going to kind of hope for that June 5th based on our conversation that we had last. I mean, the conversation ended that the architecture was going to try to do their best to keep things on time, but we were kind of given somewhat of maybe a little bit worst case scenario that'd be 30 days behind. So we're kind of hoping still that we'll make that June 5th opening date, but you know, hopefully worst case scenario would just move us back to July. But as you know, when we start getting into these summer months, people go outside, they start doing more things, and we tend to be a little bit busier at the jail in the summertime. And you know, that puts us right into that summer time frame in the middle of summer. So We're just kind of a little bit hopeful here that it doesn't move us back that far.